The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
This is a Republican Party. We don't want to change anything. We never had it so good. I got the coal. What more do I need? Trump? Nah, no immigration reform. Nothing. You'll get nothing out of us. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for a roller coaster ride when Donald Trump is inaugurated. We'll see what we get. You think you're going to get 80% on the dollar? No. 70% on the dollar? No. 50% on the dollar? No. With McConnell and the Republicans in power, you're going to get 20% on the dollar if you're lucky. They're going to do to us exactly what they did after 2012. And either Donald Trump overrides them with his mandate, with executive actions, or forget about it. So that's what's going to happen. Now, of course, we must remain vigilant. Will he drain the swamp? What will Trump actually do? Well, he was in the White House today. You've all seen the TV. If you're working, you haven't. Him and Obama have a love fest already. Great respect for each other. Really loves the man. Back and forth. A week ago, they called each other every name under the sun. Now they're in love with each other. Trump loves Obama. Obama loves Trump. Obama forgot Melania's name, so he said the new first lady. That's okay. He remembered his wife's name. I think that's a plus for him. He remembered her name was Michelle, and he said Michelle is giving the new first lady, or the to-be-first, whatever. Okay. So here it is. Trump rocks market. Yeah, right. I have a question for you, but I'm afraid to ask it. So what I'm going to do instead is let you glow in the glory of the victory. Oh, yes, they're rioting. I know that. The move-on.illegal alien communist slime are rioting across America. I get it. I love all the boo-hooers from Mexico, El Salvador, in the streets of San Francisco and elsewhere saying, oh, he can't be president. See, that's how it is in their country. The hellholes they fled and came here illegally from, they're allowed to riot and kill and stampede and change things. You see, they don't know how democracy works, which is why they never belonged here to begin with. What do you think? They changed because they're living here high on the hog? Because they're enjoying the milk and honey of America? You think they're going to become Americans? If you actually heard what they're saying, well, listen to clip three. Here's one of them talking in one of the riots across America.
Our lives begin to end the day. We become silent about the things that matter. If we don't fight, who's going to fight for us? People had to die for your freedom where we're at today. We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides. There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world. But Trump, enough with your racism. Stop splitting families. Don't split my family.
Well, there's a way not to split your family, honey. Go to the home country where they are. Then there's no split in your family. So people died, she said, for freedom. It wasn't her people who died for freedom. It was the Eddie's family who died for the freedom that this interloper is talking about. But she wants people to die. She wants violence. Then, of course, here come the racists. You saw the headlines. You haven't seen the pictures yet of... not allowed to say it. I know it's polite society. Shock video, black mob viciously beats white Trump voter. Well, I realize it's not certainly an indicator of what's coming. Just a group of underprivileged minorities who were taking it out on a rich one percenter, even though he had a dented old car, was coming from work, the poor jerk. They took it out on him, though, viciously beating a white man almost to death. We don't know if it's a hate crime or maybe a love crime in Chicago. We can't tell yet. We'll have to wait until the mayor investigates. They say, you voted for Trump? You're going to pay for that S. And they pummeled a man on the ground. Young black men viciously beating an older white man because he voted for Donald Trump, dragging him through the streets as he hangs out of the back of his car. Well, he's a privileged white man. He has a beaten-up old 20-year-old car, probably going to his third job of the day, and these wonderful, wonderful voters. These are the educated voters, by the way, who voted for Hillary. Remember we heard that the people who voted for Donald Trump were the uneducated thugs without teeth in the rural America? Well, I guess Andrew Sorkin and Aaron Sorkin and the other vermin from Hollywood, these must be the educated voters who voted for Hillary. I guess. I don't know who they are. I guess. Suppose they vote. I don't think they voted for Trump. The clip shows the thugs repeatedly screaming, "You voted Donald Trump, not for," because they didn't get to the third grade yet. "You voted Donald Trump. You voted Trump," the mob screams. "You gonna pay for that S." Another intelligent Hillary voter shouts, "Beat his A," while another man is heard laughing before remarking, "Don't vote Trump." A second video of the incident, which is dubbed with the F Donald Trump song, shows one of the attackers driving away in the man's car. I guess he's another one of the Hillary voters. While the poor man's hand was stuck in the window as the car dragged him down the street. Those are the educated voters from Hollywood, I guess, that voted for Hillary and are upset right now. So here it is. It's reminiscent of a lynching. It's South Africa come to America. We don't even know if the white man was a Trump supporter. But that was an excuse for the Hillary voters to beat and rob him. This YouTube was quickly deleted from YouTube. However, it's now available from InfoWars, where I got it. And frankly, I was shocked it was picked up by the New York Post for about 5 minutes. Dropped by now. It was on for about 5 minutes until the Murdoch boys saw it and made them take it down. I was shocked to see it on the Post. And then, of course, there's the anti-Trump protesters. All the high school girls and boys have nothing to do. That's all. My friends, you know, I feel good today. I feel very good. We won. They lost. That's it. That's history. Eat it. Eat the loss. You lost. We won. Forget about it. There's no compromising with us. We're not going to compromise with you. Because let me tell you something, if she had won by the same minor, little, tiny minority, she wouldn't have compromised. She would have railroaded her agenda, wouldn't she? Taken away our guns, passed one act after another that would have been anti-freedom, increased the spy agency's power to spy not on illegal aliens, or let us say those plotting to set off bombs, but on we the patriots. That's all over. I breathed differently last night. I must tell you, I feel like a different man in this country today. I feel as though I have awakened to a new America. The sky itself looked different to me. I have a friend who sent me an email and said, it's as though we went through a portal into a new America, a new world. It's as though we stepped into a different world. Everyone feels free in this country, except those, of course, who were enjoying the fascist state under Obama. I'm telling you how it is. I don't fear the NSA anymore. I don't fear the spy agencies anymore. In fact, when they're listening, if you're listening to me, all of you little college boys and girls working for these spy agencies who have been watching us, you should be running for the hills. It's you who should be worried right now. Because when Donald Trump becomes president, we're going to lobby him to have you arrested for illegal spying on we the innocent Americans. That's what I want. I want to see you arrested for becoming the good Germans of our time. You are the ones who should be worried, not us. All of you little sneaky pervert pornographers there in the NSA, the CIA, who have been watching we the patriots who did nothing wrong, you're the ones who should be looking over your shoulder. Because let me tell you something, there are people in your own agencies who'd like to see you get what you've done to us. That's what I see coming. I hope President-elect Trump went to Washington today and he and Obama had a love fest. All right, it's window dressing. But I think Trump went a little too far in complimenting Obama. Frankly, it was a little too nauseating for me. All right, so I'm a cynic. I'm an eternal cynic. Now I don't know what's coming. I did this, though, for you, and I'm going to give you a show worth your listening pleasure. Even Salon, the liberal magazine, called me the father of Trumpomania. I know that for a fact. I know that many of Donald's speeches, many of Donald's campaign promises, most of the points that he has promised, came directly from government zero, scorched earth, and trickle-up poverty. In fact, many of you who own these books can open up any one of them, and I would especially direct you to the Savage Manifesto on pages 302 and on. I have a 40-point program, 37 points to save America. Number one, English only. I haven't heard Donald Trump say that yet. Make English the official language of the United States. Require all who immigrate to our country to begin immediately to learn English as part of the requirement to qualify for the privilege of American citizenship. Likewise, require voting ballots to be rewritten in English only. What would be wrong with that? That would eliminate a lot of the illegal alien voting. So that's number one. Number two, where did Donald get this from? Close the borders. What did I say about that? Use illegal aliens to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. Pay the illegals for their labor. I didn't say slave labor. I said pay them for the labor in the form of a one-time worker fee. Upon finishing, repatriate them. Three, defend the borders. Pull the troops out of Germany and South Korea, and where they're doing nothing, and put them on our southern border, where there's a real threat to our citizens. Defending South Korea can be done with our ships and subs with their tactical nuclear weapons. Four, defund and repeal Obamacare. Well, that's a given. Five, reduce the size and scope of government. Who said that? Me, in this book, 3 years ago. How do you reduce the size and scope of government? Which, by, I'll pause right here because I'm not going to read it all to you. You can read it yourself. Many of you own these books. This is your library. This is the core. These are the Bibles of America. Now, the thing is this. Mitch McConnell, the gobbler, the compromising gobbler from Kentucky, a very powerful, powerful man who screwed us in 2012. After we put him back in power, he said, now you can drop dead, I've used you. Remember he and Boehner, what they did to us? Do you remember what they did? Do you remember what they did? Do you remember what McConnell and Boehner did? I'm asking you, do you remember what this thing did to us? He's going to do it again. He laughed at us yesterday. He said, most of what Trump says, we're not going to do. The one thing we might do, he said, is repeal Obamacare. You hear this? There you go. So don't think this is going to be easy. What I'm going to tell you right now is that our battle has just begun. We elected Donald Trump, and now, my friends, the job begins. Now, when he's inaugurated, that's when we have to make sure that he and his staff are reminded that we, the people, elected them, put them where they are, and that they do what we want them to do. And that, my friends, is the beginning of our battle. I've done my part. It's 20 years of work that has elected Donald Trump. I was on the front lines of this war for 22 straight years. One book after another. One show after another. One day after another. One night after another. I was on the front lines of this war. I feel good for the first time in my 22 years in radio. I feel like we have a chance to have America back again. But the question is, will the Trump administration fulfill their promises? You know that they won't. Not 100%. You got to be a fool to think it's 100%. If we get 20% right now, I think we're lucky. Why? Well, I'll tell you why when I come back on the Savage Nation.
I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you, sir.
That's all. High-flying assets. What does that mean? Explain how Air Force One works? Probably they talked about the perks of the job. What do you mean Obama explained the high-flying assets of the job? What would that be? Free travel? Free vacations? Air Force One, free security. You can have your mother-in-law live in the White House for free. For 4 years, no one will say boo. I don't know what he means by high-flying assets. I remain a cynic. It's not like I'm a fool. I mean, I didn't expect 100% of what he was promising, but all right, he's keeping him, you know, he's got to make nice now till it's all settled. You want to hear something weird going on? I'm getting a lot of Facebook posters who are saying that they were afraid to buy Scorched Earth before the election for fear that they'd be seen with it. People are going out and grabbing the book now. Look at this. Diana Moody writes, after the election and the winner was announced, I got online and bought two of Scorched Earth. Looking forward to reading it and your take on this crazy nation. Abner Velasquez says, see, I got the book and just the preface alone is enough to make people wake up. Everyone should read it. On chapter two now, I started highlighting it, but then realized I was about to highlight the entire book and stopped. Two smiley faces. It's time to take our country back. And what I'm saying to you is this. The subtitle of the book is Restoring the Country After Obama. Do you expect me to stop talking about the manifesto that got Trump elected? When now that he's elected, we got to keep him on track as to what we elected him for? No, my friends, I don't expect me to stop. I'm not going to do this every day and bore you to death. But believe me, we have a big job. We have immediate challenges. Not only do we have low-information voters on the left, which we know about, but has anyone ever told you about the low-information voters and listeners on the right? No, except me. Page 141. Low-information voters and listeners on the right. Yeah, it's an important thing that you know. So that's all. Now, I do want to go back to the manifesto itself and the points that I think are important. English only, close the borders, defend the borders. English only. 6, liquidate TARP. Remember TARP, government bailout program? Why did Trump not say what I called for, which is strike down the Anchor Babies law? Remember the Anchor Babies law? Where they come here and dump a baby over the border, the baby's a citizen, and then the baby can bring in the whole family? Now you understand who Hillary's voters were? The educated babies, I guess.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-728. Savage.
My father taught me many things here. He taught me in this room. He taught me, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Oh, God. Now, of course, I'm playing this for a reason, is because many of you are calling and saying the reason that Donald Trump is making nice to Obama is because of that strategy. Ray on WFTL out there in Fort Lauderdale. Ray, you believe that that's the reason?
Yes, Dr. Savage. I actually kind of understand Donald Trump from the contractors, and I've been a contractor for 38 years. You don't go into something initially starting anything like that. You keep nice or make nice, keep your friends close, your enemies closer, and you draw your strategies from there. And then,
well, of course, I didn't expect him to go in screaming and yelling that. No one expected that. But to glorify him like that, he's going to seek Obama's counsel? That's wonderful.
Another thing that I noticed what about Donald Trump, he's the kind of guy that's so egotistical, and he wants to do the right thing for our country. He didn't do this for any benefit but to make this country better. If he goes out and does the opposite or anything near what he told us he's going to do, that man won't be able to live with himself. I truly think. Look how he came back to you the other day. And thank
you. Yeah, no, it was a great testament. I know many of you believe that said more about him than you could imagine. Of course, it was not reported anywhere, even in the so-called conservative media. But he did. He came back to me in the 12th hour. I never thought he would. He wanted to show loyalty to me, and I show loyalty to him. But I'm a little worried about this glowing meeting between him and Obama. And more, it's not so much I'm worried about him as what McConnell said last night. Laughed and scoffed at the idea of doing most of the things Trump said, but instead saying the only thing we might really do is repeal Obamacare. That's what worried me the most, Ray.
Yeah, but you've got his ear, Dr. Savage. You've got an input with him.
Well, maybe now I have his rear because I don't hear from him anymore. I'm joking.
You will.
No, look, I just wanted to do a quick... Look, we'll see, number one, I'll tell you with regard to me, if I get the invitation to the inauguration that was promised, we'll know that the staff will not forget their friends. If, on the other hand, I don't, my life will go on, their lives will go on, but we'll know something right then and there, don't you think?
Don't underestimate the power of Michael Savage, I'm telling you. He's going to listen to you.
They better not underestimate the power of the people who put them in office is what they better not underestimate.
Yeah, Yeah.
All right. And thank you so much for that. Listen, here's the, let me put it this way. The PKK is back to their dirty tricks again. Glorifying the rioters. Every time the rioters come out, there's the PKK. Oh, you don't know who the PKK are? The Press Klux Klan. Think about it from now on. Next time you see Wolf Blitzer, think he's a member in good standing of the PKK, the Press Klux Klan, or Jake Tapper, or King, John King from CNN. Just say to yourself, there's another member of the PKK, the Press Klux Klan. They're back to their dirty tricks. Every time one of these idiotic students, I don't know, when I was a student, I was in class, or doing homework, or working a job. What do you mean, students? Student. I'm a student. I'm a student. I'm studying ethnic studies at San Francisco State. I'm a student. I'm studying communications. I'm a student. I'm a student. They come out, they can't even be a barrister. And I'm not knocking a barrister. It's a good starting job. It's not easy to make a good cup of coffee. But these kids are useful. They're useful to nothing except to cause riots. So the Move On garbage is out stirring these jerks up across America. And who's helping them? The Press Klux Klan. The PKK is at it again. See, if it was up to me and I ran a network, I would say you cannot cover them. We can't have riots in this country anymore. Stop it. Don't put a camera in the face of these idiots. It's over. The election is over. You want the country to descend into flames? Get the camera out of their faces. No! But who do you think runs these outlets? CNN, NBC, whatever. The same. They started out the same way in the gutter. With a camera and a microphone in their hand. What, they're any different? So, I could stay on the positive if you want me to. I feel a migraine coming on from the anger. I don't want to be angry. I'm feeling good. I'm sleeping like a baby. I go to sleep at a certain time. Every day I wake up like a clock, 6:45. Any light comes in under the curtain. I have like a triple curtain. Doesn't matter. A hint of the diurnal cycle and I, the thousand-year-old man, awaken. I awaken at dawn every day. Like the ancient man that I am. I'm the ancient mariner. I'm the rhyme of the ancient the ancient mariner. So, let me go back to something positive, which is the plan that I have. The plan against the Klan. So, my manifesto. You heard English only, close the borders, defund or repeal Obamacare, reduce the size and scope of government. That's a good one, by the way. What did I actually say? I said, I wrote this, the federal government is bloated. With the exception of the military and defense, I wrote. Did you hear me? Reduce all departments in size by 4% each year for a total reduction in size of 16% over 4 years. Require government employees to speak English and to have achieved at least a high school diploma. Many of you think that they do and that they have, but they do not all speak English, nor do they all have any such thing. Now, so these plans are already being touted as Donald Trump's plans, but I wrote it and published it some years ago. It was published in 2010. Are you assuming Donald Trump doesn't read books? Are you assuming he wasn't listening to my show when he was in Florida on FTL? And that he wasn't listening to me in New York City driving around in the limo on ABC. I know for a fact he was. He was listening to me. He was listening to you. He was getting the timing. He was getting the whole shtick. He added even last 2 weeks ago. He said, in my opinion. I like that one. He threw it in my opinion. He got that one for me. Liquidate TARP, oil for illegals, strike down the Anchor Babies law, export jailed illegal aliens. He just said he's going to do that. He wrote it in his manifesto, didn't he? Our federal, state, and local jails are overcrowded with 29% are illegal aliens. They don't even belong here, yet we're paying an average of $29,000 a year. That was in 2009 to house, feed, clothe, and entertain them. Send them back to their country of origin. Use profiling to prevent terror attacks. I still believe it. Any policeman, any detective, any anti-terror agent who's worth anything will tell you that you must use profiling. Period. What are you frisking a 90-year-old nun for at the airport in a wheelchair? What are you going in a diaper of an infant for, you moron, you? They come through, though, speaking Arabic with robes on, screaming, hate America. You usher them right through. You don't even x-ray them. Why? Because their friends are the TSA agents. use profiling, name the enemy, rewrite the rules of engagement for our troops. The ROE should match the real world that our troops face on the ground, rather than the politically correct virtual world the bureaucrats live in with their computer models and fake war game scenarios. 14, save the SEALs. Oh, this was before they were shot down. Stop prosecuting our Navy SEALs and other military personnel for doing what needs to be done to subdue our radical Islamist enemies. You can't fight a war in ballet slippers. We must stop requiring that our soldiers do a plié before they ask the enemy if he'd consent to being handcuffed and taken away. I published it in 2010. Reinforce the military infrastructure. It's now part of Trump's plan. 16, pay raise for the military personnel. And I say increase pay for active duty combat troops by 10%. I don't mean the contractors. I don't mean the military bureaucrats. I don't mean those fakers. Pay raise for the combat troops, 10%. Impose tariffs on China. Where did Trump get that from? Well, it's common sense, but I've been talking about it for well over 6 years. We must draw a line in the sand, with regard to China, in order to loosen their stranglehold on our economy by imposing a 20% tariff on all goods produced in China. That tariff should be raised by 5% each year that China refuses to revalue its currency. Makes sense to me. It made sense to the Donald. It became a big part of his program. It was right from the get-go, right? Impose tariffs on China. I believe in free trade, but this is not free trade. Only those in the industry of talk radio who are not actually in business and have no business whatsoever and don't understand business don't even understand how it works. I know how it works. If you own a company that has products and you try to export the products, your products are subjected to tariffs and such around the world. But in terms of them competing with your American product, they come in, nothing. They flood in and drive you out of business. That's the real world. And many of you know I'm right. That's why you voted for Trump. You want tariffs. So it doesn't make sense. Ronald Reagan said we shouldn't have it, right? Ronald Reagan's dead and buried already. Stop with the Ronald Reagan. It's not Ronald Reagan again. It's a different world. Where am I? Impose tariffs on China. 19, offer a health savings plan. Make health savings accounts the vehicle of choice for insuring people's medical needs. These accounts would be supplemented by smorgasbord high deductible catastrophic health insurance policies sold by private insurance companies across state lines in open competition. By the same token, people who are injured or become ill with long-term conditions should not be allowed to be dropped by their insurance companies. Let the insurance companies and the market sort out how this comes about. I wrote that. So don't think I'm a heartless man. I live in the real world. How about taxation? Institute a flat tax. This simplifies the complex tax code and the unfair practice of tax discrimination. Since and now it's 49% of U.S. households pay no federal income tax at all. All Americans above the poverty level should pay the same percentage of income tax, a straight 15% across the board for individual earners. I would love that. I'm not a low earner. I love people in talk radio who have airplanes, jets, yachts, mansions. They make believe they're you. They're in a broken pickup truck with no dental care. I couldn't believe what I'm listening to. Well, those people who have money and the ones who really have money, they're always going to have the money. Ugh. Oh, my God, what a con game is going on here. I can't take any of it anymore. What else? Oh, this is the big one for me. I wrote, keep the estate tax at zero. George Bush was right to eliminate the so-called death tax, the confiscatory practice of detaxing the inheritance money passed from parents to children upon the parents' death. In 2011, I wrote, this tax will jump from 0 to 55%. Uh-huh. Well, it already jumped. On estates with assets valued between $1 million to $10 million, unless the Bush tax cuts are renewed. Well, not only did they go up after Bush left and the communists took over. Oh, excuse me. I mean the wise man in the White House took over. But under Hillary Clinton, she was threatening to raise the estate tax even higher. I hope that Donald Trump can convince this milquetoast Congress of ours to eliminate the estate tax entirely. Reduce pay and pensions for civil servants. Oh, yeah, McConnell's going to love that one. Reduce pay and pensions for civil servants. Defend the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA. Traditional marriage is under attack. This basic building block of society must continue to be defined as a legal union between one man and one woman. Well, Obama repealed DOMA. It was signed in law by Bill Clinton in 96. Obama repealed the Defense of Marriage Act. Now, here's something no one's talked about. I have other things. Look, I'm the architect of Donald Trump's campaign. I don't need anyone to say you are or you aren't. Right away, the chorus goes up. No, no, it was the other one who did it. No, it wasn't the other one who did it. What, the man who rammed his face into cornflakes is now his best friend? The people who called you Trumpers, Trumpettes, Trumpsters, Trumpeteers, now is his greatest supporter? How can you take such hypocrisy? I can't. I am an independent conservative. I've never been a registered Republican. Never. Be very clear about that. So I've staked out my terrain a long time ago. And now I'm trying to tell you, now that my 22 years of hard work has paid off, and we have a man in about to be in the White House, and a new administration, it's very important that I trumpet for you and for him and them what it is we want, what it is that we voted for, what it is we hope for, and what it is we will intend them to do. And we must not let the Press Klux Klan force them back to these horrendous New World Order socialist policies. I'm Michael Savage. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. It's amazing. I mean, it's a different world. We won. What do you care about the potheads in the streets screaming, the Schmendricks in Hollywood? Aaron Sorkin sends a note to his daughter that the Ku Klux Klan won. The guy who wrote The West Wing and The Social Network, who's a convicted drug felon, told his 15-year-old daughter, Roxy, and her mother that the world changed with Trump's victory. Andrew Sorkin, Aaron Sorkin. He claimed that it was a win for the Ku Klux Klan as well as white nationalists, sexists, racists, and buffoons. So far as I know, I don't know anyone in the Ku Klux Klan. I have not met any white nationalists. I don't know any sexists. I don't know any racists, and I don't know any buffoons. It could be he's looked in the mirror that morning. Then he said he's anti-Semitic. He thinks that Hitler is back. He doesn't even know that Trump's daughter Ivanka converted to Judaism when she married her Orthodox Jewish husband, Jared Kushner. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how mentally deranged these people in Hollywood are. The Klan won last night, he said. Hate was given hope. Angry young white men who think rap music and Think of a Mile are a threat to their way of life or the reason for their way of life have been given cause to celebrate, said Aaron Sorkin. He said the next years in the office of president will be held by a man boy who he'll spend his hours exacting. Oh, come on, I can't even read it. Andrew Sorkin. And speaking of fear, he says Muslim Americans, Mexican Americans and African Americans are shaking in their shoes. Yeah, they're shaking in their shoes. And we'd be right to note that many of Donald Trump's fans are not fans of Jews. What about the Jews who were fans of Trump? Moron. So now he's out to get all of you. That's, watch out now. Aaron Sorkin's out to get you with his pen. And remember, the pen is mightier than the sword. Just ask Aaron Sorkin and Katzenberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
We have rebel flags in our closet. They're really sick in the head. You know, most of these people in Hollywood are mentally ill. They're very sick people. Anyway, here we are. And, of course, I'm going to continue talking about what we voted for, what we must insist that the Trump team does when they ascend to power. And I am quoting my own work, namely the last three or four books, Scorched Earth, Government Zero, Trickle Up Poverty. Those are the books that contain my plans that I'm pretty sure shaped, formed, and got Trump elected. That's all. What else do you want me to say? I didn't write it. Oh, I'm sorry I wrote the books. I'm sorry I wrote the books before anyone talked about it. I apologize for being the architect of Trump's campaign. Pardon me. I should hide it now? Why should I hide what I did? To satisfy who? You? The man who stuck his face in cornflakes? Patrick, WABC Line 1, what's on your mind, Patrick?
Hey, Mike, there's a scene in The Godfather where Al Pacino, he says to Tom Hagen, "You're out." And he goes, "Mike, why am I out?" And he goes, "You're not a wartime consigliere, Tom. Things might get rough with the move we're trying." And it's my brother's, I'd point, actually. He thought, made me think of it, too. It reminded me exactly of you. You were that wartime consigliere that Trump needed. Because these people, they're going to fight to the death, just like they shoved Obamacare down our throat. And now everyone wants to compromise now, see what they're doing. But it's a wartime, a political wartime. And that scene, it made me and my brother, who really is the huge fan, I got to shout him out. I know he wishes he could be on this call. It reminded us of you were that guy. I don't know.
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to say that I was his wartime consigliere, and now that he's won the war, he doesn't need me.
Well, now it just started. It just begun. You have
right. You're 1,000% right. His battle is beginning day one. He is going to need guys like me more than he's ever needed us.
Paul Ryan or something, you know?
Oh my God.
Wartime consigliere.
Oh my God. What is with Paul Ryan? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't understand the guy. I don't understand why he's such a left winger. I don't quite understand that. So, Patrick, I hear your accent. Of course, I know you're from New York, but the way you do your R's. What part of New York were you raised in?
Is it that bad? Man, I'm...
No, but I could guess, but I don't want to be wrong. So what is it? I have an idea. I'll write it down.
No, it's Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
I swear to God, on a sheet of paper says Bay Ridge. That's it.
Leave you.
How close is your accent to those from Howard Beach?
It's similar. It's a little different. You know, people say more New York from Howard Beach. They'll just say, oh, you're from New York, but the Brooklyn thing seems to come.
Where is the pizza better? Where is the pizza better, Howard Beach or Bay Ridge?
Well, I'm a little biased, but Bay Ridge.
You know, I had some pizza out here in San Francisco, which unto itself is a trial. I don't eat much of it, but the thing is, I ate, 2 weeks ago? It had so much oil on it. Like, the cook is a nice guy from El Salvador. He actually does a nice pizza, but why does he pour olive oil on pizza, like, when he's cooking it? You need, like, galoshes to eat this pizza. You need, like, a bib and galoshes, like a seafood bib and galoshes. You have to, like, lean over to avoid ruining your clothing. Where does that come from, that idea of spilling oil all over a piece of pizza? Where'd that come from?
They do it here on, like, they call it grandma's pizza, where they'll take a shot of olive oil, you know, they'll shoot it across, like, on top. It's almost more like a garnish more than the taste, it seems like.
And garnish, I say it's goonish.
Oh, man.
All right, look, we're talking here. I appreciate it. I bet you didn't even buy Government Zero, but I'm sorry, Scorched Earth, that's still in print. Sold out, I'm hearing, by the way. I'm getting calls from around the country, Patrick. I'm sending you the book. I got guys on the line telling me they can't find the book. It's somehow there was a surge after the election. You know that people were afraid to go in and buy Scorched Earth before the election? Now they're proud to buy it? That's what I'm getting reports here. Okay, I'm making it up, right? Mike, WABC Line 2. I'm not going to talk about the book anymore. Tell them what you found.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'm a millennial white male who happens to be conservative. I feel like I'm in the minority. I went to 4 different bookstores last night, and I couldn't find a copy of your book. They said in the past couple days, people have been coming in looking to buy it, and I just thought that was really interesting. Days after.
Now, where are you, though? Where in New York are you?
I'm actually in New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey, about half an hour outside the city.
Where, Sopranos Land?
A little bit further west than that, a little bit.
Oh, really? You're out in the boondocks. all right, look, you earned it. You're getting a copy of Scorched Earth. You worked for it. You sang for your supper. Stay on the line. No, I hear it's sold out now. People are going crazy for it. But I'm a little worried about the love fest over there between the... It's not that he met Obama. Okay, let me talk about something else. Let's forget that. People are saying, is he going to indict Hillary? No. No, he's not going to. End of story. And I'll tell you something else you're not going to like to hear. Strategically, he should not indict her. End of story. And I'll tell you why he's not going to indict her. Her concession speech came so suddenly and so unexpectedly after the Himmler of her administration, that guy with the weird bloody hands and the hawk nose, the guy who looks like he's starving to death, Podesta. Podesta said, it's not over yet, there's still plenty of votes to count. Remember, late at night, I went to sleep, I thought they were going to steal it. 20 minutes later, she gave a concession speech. Here's what happened. And then Obama the next morning shocked me with a very polite acceptance speech for Mr. Trump. They worked a deal out. And the deal was, okay, Donald, you're president. Tell you what, you lay off us when you have all the power in the whole world, and we will help you make the transition. No riots, we'll control them. We're not going to go after you either while you're in office. We'll tamper everything down. And listen to this now. When you are finished in the White House, whether it be 4 or 8 years, God willing, we will not come after you. This is a closed club. It is the most elite club in the entire world. These are the rules we play by. We don't go after each other. And that's it. So we'll play nice with you. You play nice with us. She's off the hook. My analysis. But that's what you pay me for, is to figure these things out from my point of view, right? I'm giving you one man's opinion. I didn't say it's true. How do I know if it's true or false? Would I get a call and a secret handshake? No, no one gave me a call and a secret handshake. I used the same analytical skills I have used all these years. That's what I think went on. So he's not indicting Hillary. Forget about it. And I'll tell you something else. He shouldn't indict Hillary. The country doesn't need it anymore. The country does not need this email stuff anymore. No more. It's enough already. More fake hearings come to nothing. We're going to get Comey to do another one. I'm indicting her because I think she had enough reason to indict her. 2 weeks later, not indicting her, we're not indicting her. There's no reason to indict her. It's over. Thank you very much. Goodbye. 2 weeks later, we're indicting her. We are not indicting her, but we think we have reason not to indict her, but we're going to let you know that we might indict her. If we do indict her, you'll be the last to know we're going to indict her. Indict her. Where's Ida? You know, I mean, no sense. Every other day, another indictment and no indictment. We had enough of this. Of course, it helped get Trump elected. Mr. Comey deserves something for that. Who do you think I think should be Attorney General? Who do you think I think should be the head of the Justice Department? Who do you think I think should be in charge of immigration? Who do you want me to go down the list? I have my list. Who should be Director of Communications? No, it's not me. I don't want the job. Number one, I don't want to take a pay cut. That's number one. And number two, I don't want to put a shirt and tie on every day. Standing like a stooge in front of my 84 microphones with clicks. Not my style. He's going to use who he has now as communications director, is my guess. He should. She's fabulous. Hope Hicks? She was my contact the whole time. Never met her. Never met her. I was told that she's movie star beautiful. What a change it's going to be from this criminal that Obama used. What's his name? I don't even know. This creep. The war criminal. Oh, Josh Ernst. The only thing left for Josh... Okay, I'll stop right there. We won. I'll keep the vitriol to myself. Josh Ernst, the liar. Goebbels, the Goebbels of Obama. Oh, there's only one thing left for him, was the Kennedy School of Government as a janitor. I don't even think they'd have him because a janitor has to sweep properly. This one can't even sweep straight. President Obama and President-elect Trump meet at White House. Yeah, right. Transition team. Oh, what a list of a transition team. Oh, I fell asleep looking at the list. I feel like a kid ready to take a test, and I went to sleep. My mind would shut down. I had a funny metabolism in school, in high school. Like, certain days, like, the teacher would start talking about something, my brain would shut down. I wouldn't know what, like narcolepsy at the table. I'd have to pull out a compass and, like, carve my name in the desk. Today you can't do it because, A, there's no compasses. Because the schools are compass-free zones. They're afraid you'll go and kill somebody with a compass. But kids don't even know what a compass is. They never heard of a compass. They never heard of a desk. They don't even study at desks anymore. Well, because there's no studying and no homework. In fact, there's no school. There's only rioting and protesting and marching. That's the new school. rioting 101, protesting 101, crying over 101, whining 103, social justice 104, white privilege 907. Here's an interesting story. I won't give you the name. I'm letting go a little tension, as you can see. I won. They lost. Get over it. That's all. Cry all you want. Write all the film scripts you want. All you members of the Press Klux Klan, keep doing what you do. Your ratings are in the garbage can to begin with. You have no credibility. A day like today, Wolf Blitzer, if you had any shame, he would take the cloth. He'd go to a monastery. In fact, I think that the Franciscans should start a new monastery for people from the media. They could all take the cloth and go into a monastery together. That's all they're fit for. Wolf Blitzer in a monastery, they wouldn't even have him. They don't like liars in monasteries. So here I am the next day, as I'm saying to you, I feel good. Why should I feel bad? We won. Many of you don't even know we won. You're still fighting the battle. We won the battle. You know there's an adage in business, don't take back the deal. Did you ever hear that one? Raise your hand. There's so many things I learned along the way. You ever notice that you're selling something and the person buys it and you keep selling it? That's called taking back the deal. Let's put it back to when you were dating women before you were married. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Stop selling already. You're in bed with her. The guys don't know when to stop selling. It's like taking back the deal. It's the same thing with the election. You won already. So now stop selling the deal. Enjoy it. Take a deep breath. No one can do that. So I say to you, look out. Don't you feel different? Forget the idiots who are protesting. They'll be gone soon. Thanksgiving's coming up. They'll all be going home to their families for the Thanksgiving dinner. Then this Christmas holiday, you won't be seeing them. They'll be skiing somewhere in Aspen. So forget about their marching. It'll be over very soon. Me, up to me, Occupy movement arrested. The minute I'm president, I go in right away. I seize their records. I immediately indict all of them for crossing state lines to incite a riot. Every leader of the Occupy movement is arrested for crossing. There's a federal law crossing state lines to incite a riot. Plenty of evidence to support it. ACLU, indict them for crossing state lines to incite a riot. Bingo, you're indicted. Make them defend themselves in court. Make them spend tens of millions of dollars. Make them defend themselves. You want justice? I'll give you justice. I'd love to advise the Justice Department how to save America. Believe me, I don't need a law degree. All I need is 1,000 lawyers. No, I know many people that don't have law degrees. They hire lawyers. Doesn't mean they're smarter. That's the way it is. So there's many things that can be done to control these left-wing vermin. Believe me, they've had a lot of fun for these years. They've been rioting out of control. They've had free reign over this free republic of ours. Now it's time for payback. We won. They lost. Get used to it, is what I'd like to say to them. Okay? Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I gagged on some food during the break. And I got the hiccups, and I thought I was going to choke to death. But as a youth, I learned how to control the hiccup. People die from hiccups. It's frightening when those things go off. It's an air bubble. That's all it is. What you do, you see. Now I'm going to get 80 calls. Mike, swallow 3 salts of seltzer and 1 vinegar and throw chicken feet over your head. You just take a glass of water, and you fill your gullet with it, and that's the end of it. So far, so good. You learn little tricks. You know, I'm a guy who tries to reduce things to their simplest terms. And I learned it always works. What do I mean by that? Oh, that shows you're simplistic. No, it shows that you can solve problems. When did I learn to reduce things to their simplest terms? In all my years of studying science. Always reduce things to their simplest terms. Then you can understand what's going on. I'll give you an example. I used to read very widely as a kid. I didn't even know it at the time. I had no idea I was reading widely. But I'm talking about popular magazines, books, whatever I get my hands on. And you'd learn things even in popular magazines like Popular Mechanics. I don't know what I was reading in the midst of everything else. In one of these magazines, it could have been Boy's Life for all I know. I don't know. I like that magazine too. No, I should have read Girl's Life to show I'm not a sexist pig. I read Boy's Life. My mother gave me Boy's Life. She didn't give me Tranny's Life. She didn't give me Ambivalent Life. She gave me Boy's Life. You're a boy, you wear pants, you read Boy's Life, that's all. Well, it's so complicated. The dog knows it. A cat knows it. A bird knows it. A bug knows it. A worm knows it. But those rioting in the streets don't know it. They haven't learned it yet. They're still trying to figure out who they are. They haven't figured themselves out yet, but they're telling us how to run the world. So I remember reading there was a man went to a doctor. There was something wrong with him. He said that every time he did this, he bent over, his eyes almost bulged out of his head, and he felt like he was choking. He went to five different specialists, I read. This specialist, that specialist, what's the symptom? Every time I bend over, my eyes hurt, they bulge, and I can't breathe. Finally, he went to his neighbor, an old Jewish guy who ran a pharmacy, and he told him what was wrong. The guy says, loosen your necktie. I remember reading that when I was 11 years old. I loved that answer. Sometimes it's as simple as loosening your necktie. So you get rid of the choking feeling. It's the same thing with politics. Reduce things to their simplest terms. You're overrun by illegal aliens who are sucking the country dry? Build a wall. End of story. You can't defeat ISIS? Get a new commander-in-chief. End of story. What's so complicated?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's not a legitimate protest. This is the radical left. They're out-of-state agitators, funded by George Soros, the world's most dangerous man, in my opinion. When Trump becomes president, new Justice Department, I don't know, maybe he'll put, what's his name, the guy who ran against him, the slimy guy didn't like, I forget it, Cruz. He can make Cruz the head of the Justice Department. Cruz is a true constitutionalist. Or he could put Cruz into the Supreme Court, even better. But I think he'd be more activist as head of the Justice Department. And what he does is he interprets the law correctly. And there are all laws on the books crossing state lines to incite a riot. They put it in the 60s to stop this very thing. I lived through the 60s. The very same vermin who are doing this now, this is an intergenerational thing. You enact the laws on the books. You uphold the laws on the books. You are crossing state lines to incite a riot. We can prove it. We got the emails. You're being indicted. Now go spend $50 million to defend yourself, because we will bury you. I guarantee all of these guys who are so smart right now, move on, dot this, drop dead, dot that, they'll be out of business pretty quickly. That's all. I mean, you say, I have simple answers for things. It's too simplistic. Why is it too simplistic to do things that make sense? Wasn't that so simplistic? Everything has to be complicated, like a professor from NYU that can't answer anything. The guy can't put his shoes on without consulting an encyclopedia. Half of them are on medication. They're crazy. Their children are all nuts. One or the other threw themselves off a building. You know what I have in my hand? I'm going to give you an example of the world that we're in. If you had a kid, get a kid today, high school even, to add without a computer, he can't do it. Columns of three. Let's say three numbers, three numbers, three numbers. Add them up. I learned to do it in my head. I had to force myself to learn to do all these things in my head, because I always used to like play mental games with myself, saying, what if I was blankety blank in the wilderness and I couldn't? So learn to add. What if? I always forced myself to do it in my mind. So I have in my hand a slide rule. Does anyone know what a slide rule is? They don't teach this anymore. Look around your cities. Look at, if you're in New York, the Empire State Building, George Washington Bridge, Whitestone Bridge, Triborough Bridge. Look at the tunnels. San Francisco, look at the Golden Gate Bridge. Look at the original Bay Bridge. All of these buildings were built by engineers using slide rules. There were no computers at that time. They used slide rules. This was given to me. It's a memento. I mean, my Uncle Murray, may he rest in peace. I remember I went into high school. I went from the ninth grade. I was in junior high. I, like, skipped the grade, seventh and ninth, whatever, skipped the eighth, thank God. And a waste it would have been anyway, like, you know, DuckTales 101. How to shave the bonnet on a Corvette 102. But the thing is, so I did seventh and ninth and went into Jamaica High School. I remember to this day. I went right into sophomore year, and I was taking geometry. I don't know what... These men never went to college. These are wonderful men. They were all immigrant men, but they loved learning. They loved their children and their nephews. He came and gave it... I have it in my hand to this day. Look at this thing, Robert. You can see it through the screen. It's in a leather case. It's like a Doric slide rule. It looks like a piece of ivory. You slide it back and forth, add, multiply, subtract. It's unbelievable to me. And he gave it to me as a gift. I was quite surprised. It was very touching. I kept it to this day. All the places I've lived in the world, I don't even know how I still have it. Would you believe this? I still have toys that I had as a child. I don't know how. I have a car, for example. I don't know where it is. I can't put my hand on it. It's a black racing car from the 1940s with an actual gasoline engine in it, like an Indy racer. I remember you put gas in it with a tube, and then you turn it and make noise. And I had model planes I built with my hand. I built planes out of, like, wood and paper. Then you put an engine in them, and you flew them. Could you believe this? So what I'm saying is I learned how to do things with my hands, and you had to know what you were doing in order to make the plane fly. You had to build it properly, right? It's the same with thinking. It's called simple logic. Who invented logic? I didn't. The Greeks did. The Greeks were the first to formalize logic. Aristotelian logic. Deductive reasoning. Inductive reasoning. Something they teach in Chicago, I'm sure. You know, something they teach to the individuals who voted for Hillary. You know, the educated guys. The educated class, all of the elite educated people who voted for Hillary, like the ones rioting in the streets right now, they were the real educated ones. So what do you must? We'll see if Trump lives up to it. That's all. Rena on WABC in New York, what's your talking? What? Sorry, I'm gagging on the water. Nothing. The phone's no good. All right. It broke up. Things happen. Good call screening there. Glad that we screened it well. KFAY Radio in Arkansas, Mark, line 6, up on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
I was watching or looking at the map during the election, and I also have the map for our, that shows what states already have legalized marijuana, and it's almost the exact same map as the ones that were blue versus red. And my point is that we may have won the battle in the White House, but the left is still slowly creeping in.
Oh, no, I agree with you. The teachers themselves have to be arrested and thrown out of the schools for what they're doing. Here in San Francisco, the superintendent of schools encouraged these illegal alien children to go out today instead of going to school and basically riot in the streets. Me, I'm the governor, state of California, superintendent's fired immediately. I throw him right out on his keister. I put a supervisor who says learning first, not social activism, number 101. Now, as far as the marijuana initiative, it's a little more complex than that. I'm sorry to inform you that many conservatives were in favor of the legalization of marijuana because they don't want the government arresting people for the use of this toxic drug. They figure if people want to poison their brains and poison their lungs and usher in a cancer, they can do it. Good luck to you. I mean, it's a really sacred herb, marijuana. All that smoke is really good for your lungs, the toxins. Terrific. Very smart. And many conservatives, though, they're libertarians. They don't want the government arresting people for the use of drugs. I don't blame them either. But there's a way to have done it without legalizing. It could have been decriminalized. It's much different. Because what you're doing now by this is encouraging people to use that toxic, dangerous, entry-level drug. It's the most dangerous drug of all. I don't care how many of you like it. It doesn't matter to me. Now, you want to talk about the medical use of marijuana? I'm an expert in phytochemistry, so don't tell me what I already know. It's not about medicine. Because you could extract the medicinal properties of marijuana and get rid of the cannabinoids, which get you high, if that's what it's really about. It's nothing to do with pain relief. It's to do with making people dumber than they already are. Doping an entire generation so they continue to vote like lemmings, like the lemmings that they are. They don't know what's going on, nor do they care. Whatever. And I'll tell you something else that I hate about this legalization of marijuana. I don't want people driving when they're drunk. I don't want them driving when they're stoned. But I don't really want to smell marijuana when I walk in the streets of San Francisco. I hate it. It gets me sick. I get nauseous from the smell of marijuana. I hate it. It disgusts me. And the dope today is so strong that if you walk through a cloud of that stuff, you can get a contact high. I don't appreciate it. I don't think it's fun putting LSD in someone's Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? So this is not a good thing. It's a very bad thing in some ways. Anyway, let's go on. What is this now? The election, the riots, black mob viciously beating a white Trump voter, all over the media. all over the media. And look how psychotic liberal cities like San Francisco are. Okay, legalize marijuana but criminalize soda. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, soda bad, marijuana good. Very smart. Very smart. Look at the idiots running the city. Legalize marijuana and criminalize soda. The danger, most dangerous thing. And take a guess who gets punished the most with these soda taxes. The poorest of people in the society. They drink the soda. They drink 16 ounces of soda. You know why? It gives them the energy to go to work that day or keep themselves going. They need the caffeine and the sugar. Criminalized soda is bad for them. Let them eat tofu and tell them what to eat. Right? Tell them what's good. Kale. Have them kale. Kale. Kale drinks. Don't have kale. 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 Say kale. I want a kale drink. Nauseating, like drinking a spinach stew. I mean, I'm a health food guy. I wrote books on it, but kale, you could puke from it. What's so good about kale? What is kale? Kale. Kale. Comes from toxic seawater, most of it. I love the people who eat seaweed in Japanese restaurants with the chopsticks. They think, you know, I go in these restaurants, I see the people, it's pathetic to watch these libs out here in the Bay Area. They go into a Japanese restaurant, and they feed their poor growing children sushi. The child's dying for a piece of meat or a piece of chicken or a piece of actual protein that give the brain something and the muscles. Are they giving him sushi? A growing boy. No wonder he has no testosterone when he's 14 and doesn't know whether he's a boy or a girl. The kid, they give him a dinner, sushi. What's in the sushi? They're not even giving him the fish sushi. They're giving him a California roll. You know what a California roll is? It's like California itself. There's nothing in it, but it looks good. That's not a bad line. California roll, avocado and something else. A little spinach they throw at you for $2 a piece. But the kids, the point is the child, the growing child, needs the right amount of amino acids. They need a complete protein. Even if you want to do so, give them beans and rice if you want. Just make sure you're not in the same room that night. But the thing is, yes, you can mix vegetables and get a complete protein. I wrote the books on it many years ago. I understand that. But why do you have to mix and match when you could just eat an egg? Which has every... Why do I have to remember to eat the right amount of beans and rice when I get indigestion from the beans? By the way, I'm not adapted for beans. You know, one of the things I'm an expert in is nutrition, and within nutrition, my expertise was ethnic nutrition. Not all of us are made for eating the same foods, incidentally. As you well know, some of you don't do well on certain foods, and some of you think that everyone should eat what you eat, that it's healthy. Healthy, healthy, healthy. It's healthy for you. Well, it may not be healthy for you. There are people who are super high intelligence people, very high brain power, that absolutely have to have animal protein every day. They must, or their brains don't function properly. They need large amounts of meat for the carnitine and or fish. Some people are allergic to fish, so they have to eat meat. There's nothing wrong with it. But you're going to prescribe for them your diet? Well, you're an example of how healthy people are? So the thing is, I'm trying to say, not ethnic diets are very interesting. I'm going to give you a specific example from a book I wrote in 1981 called The Skeptical Nutritionist. It was 50 years ahead of its time. In this book, I talk about fava beans, and I write about fava bean hemolysis. Now, as you know, the Italians eat fava beans to a great extent. Fava beans are now served widely in America, but if you are of certain ethnic backgrounds, you will bleed inside if you eat fava beans because you don't have the enzyme, the proper enzymes to digest that particular bean. It's called fava bean hemolysis. And you don't know that. You say, oh, well, they're good for the Italians. They must be good for me. It's not true. There are other examples. Dairy allergies. Do you know that there are whole populations of people who should not eat large amounts of dairy? In fact, even small amounts get them sick. These people are Ashkenazi Jews, blacks, and Asians. Did you know that? Did you know why? Because of lactase. They don't have the same amounts of lactase as other ethnic groups. So if you look at the advertising industry, who are they targeting dairy at now? Asians. And they shouldn't be eating the ice cream cones. Their body's not adapted for dairy. But look at Asia right now. Lick, lick, lick. Everybody look at Tokyo. Lick, 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 lick. First they stooped McDonald's down their throats. They had the best diet in the world, low heart disease, low cancer, low diabetes, living on their meager diets. Then all of a sudden, along came the 70s, and all of a sudden the Japanese were knocking down double cheeseburger whoppers, hoppers in the hoppers, toppers in the whoppers, bacon burger down the Haken burger, and all of a sudden cancer rates went up, coronary heart disease went up, the body shape changed. But they're not made for milkshakes. Now, slurping milkshakes. Half the population in Japan that eats the milkshakes and threw away their traditional diet. They're ill all the time, and the doctors don't even know why. So now I'm going to bring it back home to you. Same thing. Common sense. Not everyone is adapted for the same diet. So how did I get into that from talking about politics? Who knows? What do I care? All I know is this. The News Klux Klan is back to its dirty tricks again, glorifying rioters. Is that simplistic or is that true? Back in a minute on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
We should compromise now with the Democrats, right? They've been so nice to us in America. We should reach across the aisle and get along with them and call them nice names. No. We practice scorched earth for the entire first term. Take no prisoners. Scorched earth 4 years in a row. That's the only way to turn this ship of state around. And you better tell that to all of your Republican friends. And when McConnell starts to undermine our agenda, we've got to go after McConnell. We've got to recall him. We got to impeach him. We got to throw him out of office. Whatever we have to do, we got to get rid of that Quisling from Kentucky. McConnell has already said, he laughed at Trump's proposals, and he said the only thing we might do is repeal Obamacare. It's time to get rid of McConnell. We got to replace Paul Ryan. We have a huge fight ahead of ourselves. Now, of course, Trump went to the White House and he made nice. I saw that Melania was eyeing the furniture and the floors, the curtains. She was redecorating the White House in her head. I saw it. I mean, if I were her, I certainly would consider that. When you consider Al Sharpton's been in and out of the White House, what, 50, 60 times? I mean, you got to fumigate some of the rooms. You got to find out where Sharpton slept. And you got to look for the bed bugs. You got to throw out the beds, the drapes. You got to take it down to the studs. You bring in the contractors from Manhattan. And the room that Sharpton was in, you take down to the studs. And then you rebuild it. But she's looking. I can see she's going to redo the White House. He looked very comfortable in the chair. I didn't like him saluting Obama very much, telling him he's a look to him for counsel. All right, it's very smart. Remember the art of the deal? As long as it's not the art of the schlemiel, I'm happy. This is the Savage Nation. Remember who wrote Scorched Earth? Me. And we need a Scorched Earth policy for four straight years.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
USA Away says an Obama-era crashes as Donald Trump takes the White House. Boy, do they have it right. Elections have consequences, as President Obama himself said after his 08 win. And for Obama, it's hard to imagine a more consequential outcome Tuesday night. Do you understand what went on? Had Clinton won, it would have ushered in a new era of American left-wing politics with his former Secretary of Hate in the White House. Obama would have been able to count on a successor who would have pursued some of his most horrendous and controversial policies, including granting citizenship and amnesty to millions of people who don't belong here. The expansion of socialized medicine, draconian environmental regulation, crippling business through lies. Trump can repeal every one of them with the stroke of a pen. He can give it back to the progressives just as we've taken it. They're going to have to take it. He can repeal large parts of Obama's psychosis, psychotic agenda, his executive orders with the stroke of a pen. He could install 3 Supreme Court justices on his own without the approval of Congress. Do you have any idea what happened? Some of you do, some of you don't. But we did it together. We did it on this show. We were the number one linchpin of this movement. I don't need anyone to confirm it. You can sneer at me if you want. Certain things you know intuitively are true. That's true. Don't think it's over yet. It's just beginning. Keep your eyes and your ears real sharp. That sneak is at work while you sleep. And the snake who works for him, that Podesta, when I saw him speak, I saw the face of evil. It would take Orson Welles to create what that man actually is. Those fingers and that face and the blood and the semen and the stuff we heard about. The Satan worship that goes on behind the scenes. They almost took over the country. But God stepped in and they didn't. But they're not gone tomorrow. That's the problem. November, we got a December. He's not out until the inauguration. I got my umbrella ready, by the way. We'll see if Donald calls. So he's going to do everything he can. He's going to use executive orders. He's going to go around Congress again. He's going to usher in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of more illegal aliens with disease, without disease, with drugs, without drugs. He is going to do everything he can to destroy the demographics of America for as long as he can. He's going to poison pill the country. Just as ISIS blew up oil wells as they were running out of certain towns they had illegally taken over, Obama will blow up the oil wells of freedom in this country. He'll set them on fire. As he withdraws, he will practice a scorched earth policy as he walks out of that White House. All the while smiling and waving like he's still a big winner. Like he and Michelle are the greatest things that the world has ever seen. Not the evil ones that we know they really are. The evil left-wing Machiavellian monsters they really are. Make no mistake about it. This is not a matter of, stylistic difference or a slight difference in policies, a little more liberal. These are extremist fanatics who hijacked every institution of this country. And she was going to continue it. And that's why Eddie voted. Eddie took one more shot. Eddie, the same Eddie who gave up and didn't vote for Mitt Romney, was activated to come out this time. And this audience had a lot to do with Trump's victory. I don't need anyone to acknowledge it. I know it. You understand at a certain point, I don't need someone to say, oh, yeah, you did it, you didn't do it, yeah, we did this, poll shows that. I don't need anyone to tell me what I know to be true. I know how important the audience is and how activated it is. Can you name anyone else in the media who was with Donald Trump for as long as I was? I can't. If I could, I would tell you there was someone else. Not someone who had him on the show 10 years ago and joked about girls and stuff like that. Not a huckster who has him on in the morning and talks about nonsense. I'm talking about people who had him on and took him seriously. There was no one but me. Nobody but me. I had him on since 2011. Now, of course, they're coming in with their analysis. The very same people who lied to you are telling you why Trump won. Here's one I just got. ABC and CNN exit polls reveal SCOTUS, major factor in Trump support. Suddenly they're telling us it's about the Supreme Court. That was the number one issue. No, it wasn't the number one issue. It was about the snakes like you at ABC and CNN who disrespected the country, disrespected our borders, language, and culture, and frankly dehumanized us. Sure, we care about the Supreme Court. Well, now we have it. We'll have it very soon. Soon, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will cross the river Hades, as will Breyer cross the river Hades. And we will get not only 2 Supreme Court justices, we're also going to get a new Supreme Court justice to replace the man who died under very suspicious circumstances in that border motel in Texas. Maybe one day there'll be a story written about it when journalists who are now intimidated stand up again and say, well, you know what, maybe I should tell that story. Maybe I know something more about it than I was afraid to say under this tyranny we've lived through under this guy. Because I'll repeat it until you finally hear me. If a bum in any city in America is found dead in the street, the law requires an autopsy. How is it, then, that the most high man on the U.S. Supreme Court dies in a shady motel and there's no autopsy? Instead, he's cremated within days. How is that possible? Why? It happened because of Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and ABC and CNN, who made believe it was nothing. They swept it under the rug like they were told to do. So we're going to have three, if not more, Supreme Court justices. Eddie and Teddy did it. But what's your biggest fear of what Obama will do to the rest of us in the middle of the night? I mean, I thought they were going to steal it in the middle of the night as I was going to sleep. Bill wasn't sure that Trump won. I couldn't. Actually, I didn't believe it. I still didn't believe it. I was on the phone with a very prominent member of the American media until almost 1 in the morning, and he kept saying, it's over, it's over, it's over, he won. I said, I don't see it anywhere. He said, it's over, trust me. I said, wait a minute, I don't see it anywhere. I'm watching Fox News, and there's the charlatan, or shall I call her the harlotan, Megyn Kelly. The media harlotan, Megyn Kelly, is up there. Her eyes look damaged. They were darting left to right. She never looked more damaged in her life. Little Miss Muffet there sat on a tuffet. She didn't know what to do. She couldn't believe that everything melted down in front of her eyes. But anyway, I didn't accept that he won. I said, I'm not going to engage in accepting he won because I don't want to wake up in the morning and find out that they stole the election. I couldn't afford that kind of disappointment. So I steeled myself to the fact that Trump had not won. But he did win because 15 minutes later she gave a concession speech, which I thought was unexpected. I'll be honest with you. After her demonic number one guy, the Himmler of her administration, Podesta. Looks like Himmler the chicken farmer from the era of Germany. Does he have a weird resemblance to one of those guys? Put a uniform on him. I'm telling you, he could play Himmler. He might have a future in the film industry. He could play Himmler in a future movie. Himmler got up and said, it's not over yet. We have that soundbite. Robert, play the Himmler speech.
I've been here a long time, and it's been a long night, and it's been a long campaign. But I could say we can wait a little longer, can't we? We're still counting votes, and every vote should count. Several states are too close to call, so we're not going to have anything more to say tonight. So listen. Listen to me.
All right, enough. Yeah, all right. 15 minutes later, she came out and conceded. That was it. It was over. Come January, February, March, it'll take a while. We own the Senate now, House, presidency. It's a sweep. 26 governorships went Republican. Even in Democrat states that voted for Hillary Clinton, they went Republican. It was a landslide against Barack Obama's maniacal progressive policies. And what we're going to have is an amazing country very soon. I don't know how long it's going to take, a year or two maybe, but can you imagine when the corporate tax rate is reduced to 15%? Can you imagine what's going to happen when all of you people who own your own businesses are no longer paying 39.7% of your income to the federal government, and then in this criminal state of California, another 13 to 15% to pay for the illegal aliens who have sacked our state? Can you imagine what happens when your federal tax rate drops to 25% or perhaps even 20%? Can you imagine what kind of money you're going to have to free up to expand your business, to hire employees, to buy things that are built here in America, not built in China or Mexico? Can you imagine what a shot in the arm that is going to be for this economy? That is what we mean by the revolution that's coming after this college professor of ours, who never produced a product or service that anyone ever wanted, is thrown out of the White House, or God knows where he goes. You think he's through? He's a young man yet. Oh, he's not through. He'll go on to the UN, and then he'll run his wife next time. You know, the Democratic Party is in shambles. There's no one left. Hillary Clinton's gone. She's finished. She can't run again. She's an old woman. She burned herself out. She's gone. This woman is gone. She'll be around, but she's not running anymore. Who's left? Who is the leader of the Democrat Party? Cuckoo clock. Cuckoo Pelosi. Cuckoo Pelosi is now the leader of the Democrat Party. That's who they have left. A half-senile old woman who's a laughingstock around the world. That's the face of the Democrat Party. And who else? Who else? Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger is left with the pancake makeup. Put the makeup on Freddy Krueger, Tim Kaine. Where they dug him up from, I'll never understand. Nightmare on Elm Street, you ought to watch it again. You'll see Tim Kaine with the clown makeup. Tim Kaine, a man who flooded his state with illegal aliens in order to hold on to his illegal position as governor. Similar to what we have here in the state of California. A paradox. I wish that the state would secede. It'd be the greatest thing on earth if California seceded from the Union. Wow, would that be great. See how it survives when all of the deplorables leave the state and they start feasting on each other. But that's not happening. They're not seceding. You don't know what's coming. But again, the most important thing that I have to remind you is that the police now are empowered. This war against the police is soon going to be over. It's as though they've been calling 911 themselves and no one answered. Well, now finally Donald Trump picked up the phone and said, help is on the way. He said to every cop in this country, hang in there. Hang in there. Help is on the way. We're coming. We're going to be there for you. You're not going to have to see these filthy low-life thugs cursing in the White House anymore. Those days are over. You're going to see the best of America, not the worst in the White House. You're going to hear music that makes you proud to be an American rather than someone who makes you want to cry when you hear what he's done to this White House. Help is on the way to the cops. Help is on the way to the police. Help is on the way to the soldiers and the Marines and the airmen. Help is on the way to the operatives all over the world who are sitting in fear that they've been outed by Hillary's emails. They dialed 911, and instead of help coming, hell came. But help is on the way. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. My producer, Robert Borowski, wrote me something. He said, election takeaway is this to him. The biggest takeaway for today is how the godfather of Trumpomania and his audience rattled the political landscape and elected a true outsider to the highest office in the nation. Eddie took his country back. Eddie and Teddy did it. Make no mistake about it. Michael Savage predicted the chaos that is Obama's legacy. Well, I did. And I give you some hope in some passionate ways, not only on this show, but in my writings. And I've done the best I can. I mean, with my millions of listeners and my 250 stations around America, we made a difference. We changed the course of human events. What more can we do? I don't have the power that Donald Trump is going to have. I may have been the architect of the campaign and the most prominent one at that, not just supporting him, but outlining ideas. I mean, I don't have the book in my hand, but if you look at the 40-point plan that I had in my previous volume, They Really Go Together, which is Government Zero, many of those points are in Donald Trump's campaign platform. I'll give you some of them, not from my book, but from the campaign platform. These are some of the things that Donald Trump said he would do. One, Donald Trump promised to send Hillary Clinton to jail. As near as last week, his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, on Wednesday said the matter of prosecuting her is still on the table. Two, Trump said Roe versus Wade would be overturned under his presidency. Now, don't underestimate this particular point. You may say abortion's boring and it's not a big topic. Do you know that the religious vote was crucial to this victory? You know, Catholics overwhelmingly voted for Trump, despite the left-wing tilt of the Catholic Church under this Marxist Pope. The Catholic people are extremely religious and anti-abortion. The evangelicals came out in droves for Trump. Did you know that? Despite what the wise girls in the media said that they wouldn't vote for him, they did vote for him. Trump promised to repeal Obamacare in my book. Trump promised to ban Muslims from coming into America. A complete and total shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what is going on. Tell me what's wrong with that. Six, he said he plans to build a wall along the Mexican border with the United States. What is wrong with that? Would you like to hear a few more? He said he plans to make NATO pay for U.S. assistance. What's wrong with that? They got plenty of money. He plans to implement stop and frisk searches by police again. Well, you know, there was less crime when they took the guns away from the thugs before they shot people in the streets. What's wrong with that? Trump said in the first debate, these are felons, and these are people that are bad people that shouldn't be. When you have 3,000 shootings in Chicago, when you have 4,000 people killed in Chicago by guns from the beginning of the presidency of Barack Obama, his hometown, you have to have stop and frisk. Tell me what's wrong with that. You want a thug shooting you in the street because you're a good liberal? 10, he said he may withdraw America from NAFTA. It's in my book, Government Zero. Why shouldn't you withdraw from NAFTA? NAFTA created the giant sucking sound south. Trump says he plans to bomb the S out of ISIS. Is that a terrible thing to do? Why would liberals not want ISIS to be bombed off the planet? Can you tell me why you'd want them to be there? What, are you crazy? So, there it is. And these are good ideas. They're commonsensical ideas. And that's why Trump won. He's a common sense guy. You know, I remember when Trump first started coming on the show a couple of years ago. We didn't know each other really at all. We didn't even have a familiarity on the radio. And he must have planned to run at that point. So he's making the rounds. And he said something to me that stuck in my head. He said, you know, Michael, he said, you're the kind of guy who says what he wants to say. I like that. And then he said something else to me. He says, you have common sense that's so sorely missing in American society today. I said, okay, thank you. That was the beginning of the relationship with Donald Trump. He's a common sense candidate who has common sense ideas, which is why those with no sense but nonsense despise him.
Savage.
You want to hear something weird going on? I'm getting a lot of Facebook posters who are saying that they were afraid to buy scorched earth before the election for fear that they'd be seen with it. People are going out and grabbing the book now. Look at this. Diana Moody writes, after the election and the winner was announced, I got online and bought two of Scorched Earth. Looking forward to reading it and your take on this crazy nation. Abner Velasquez says, see, I got the book and just the preface alone is enough to make people wake up. Everyone should read it. On chapter 2 now, I started highlighting it, but then realized I was about to highlight the entire book and stopped. Two smiley faces. It's time to take our country back. And what I'm saying to you is this. The subtitle of the book is Restoring the Country After Obama. Do you expect me to stop talking about the manifesto that got Trump elected? When now that he's elected, we got to keep him on track as to what we elected him for? No, my friends, I don't expect me to stop. I'm not going to do this every day and bore you to death. But believe me, we have a big job. We have immediate challenges. Not only do we have low information voters on the left, which we know about, but has anyone ever told you about the low information voters and listeners on the right? No, except me. Page 141. Low information voters and listeners on the right. Yeah, it's an important thing that you know. So that's all. Even Salon, the liberal magazine, called me the father of Trumpomania. I know that for a fact. I know that many of Donald's speeches, many of Donald's campaign promises, most of the points that he has promised, came directly from Government Zero, Scorched Earth, and Trickle Up Poverty. In fact, many of you who own these books can open up any one of them, and I would especially direct you to the Savage Manifesto on pages 302 and on. I have a 40-point program, 37 points to save America. Number one, English only. I haven't heard Donald Trump say that yet. Make English the official language of the United States. Require all who immigrate to our country to begin immediately to learn English as part of the requirement to qualify for the privilege of American citizenship. Likewise, require voting ballots to be rewritten in English only. What would be wrong with that? That would eliminate a lot of the illegal alien voting. So that's number one. Number two, where did Donald get this from? Close the borders. What did I say about that? Use illegal aliens to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. Pay the illegals for their labor. I didn't say slave labor. I said pay them for the labor in the form of a one-time worker fee. Upon finishing, repatriate them. Three, defend the borders. Pull the troops out of Germany and South Korea and where they're doing nothing and put them on our southern border where there's a real threat to our citizens. Defending South Korea can be done with our ships and subs with their tactical nuclear weapons. Four, defund and repeal Obamacare. Well, that's a given. Five, reduce the size and scope of government. Who said that? Me, in this book, 3 years ago. Six, liquidate TARP. Remember TARP, government bailout program? Why did Trump not say what I called for, which is strike down the Anchor Babies law? Remember the Anchor Babies law? Where they come here and dump a baby over the border, the baby's a citizen, and then the baby can bring in the whole family? Now you understand who Hillary's voters were? The educated babies, I guess. So, my manifesto. You heard, English only, close the borders, defund and repeal Obamacare, reduce the size and scope of government. That's a good one, by the way. What did I actually say? I said, I wrote this, the federal government is bloated. With the exception of the military and defense, I wrote. Did you hear me? Reduce all departments in size by 4% each year for a total reduction in size of 16% over 4 years. Require government employees to speak English and to have achieved at least a high school diploma. Many of you think that they do and that they have, but they do not all speak English, nor do they all have any such thing. Now, so these plans are already being touted as Donald Trump's plans, but I wrote it and published it some years ago. It was published in 2010. Are you assuming Donald Trump doesn't read books? Are you assuming he wasn't listening to my show when he was in Florida on FTL? And that he wasn't listening to me in New York City driving around in the limo on ABC? I know for a fact he was. He was listening to me, he was listening to you, he was getting the timing, he was getting the whole shtick. He added even last 2 weeks ago, he said, in my opinion. I like that one. He threw it in my opinion. He got that one for me. Liquidate TARP, oil for illegals, strike down the Anchor Babies law, export jailed illegal aliens. He just said he's going to do that. He wrote it in his manifesto, didn't he? Our federal, state, and local jails are overcrowded with 29% are illegal aliens. They don't even belong here, yet we're paying an average of $29,000 a year. That was in 2009 to house, feed, clothe, and entertain them. Send them back to their country of origin. Use profiling to prevent terror attacks. I still believe it. Any policeman, any detective, any anti-terror agent who's worth anything will tell you that you must use profiling. Period. What are you frisking a 90-year-old nun for at the airport in a wheelchair? What are you going in a diaper of an infant for, you moron, you? They come through, though, speaking Arabic with robes on. Screaming, hate America, you usher them right through, you don't even x-ray them. Why? Because their friends are the TSA agents. Use profiling, name the enemy, rewrite the rules of engagement for our troops. The ROE should match the real world that our troops face on the ground, rather than the politically correct virtual world the bureaucrats live in with their computer models and fake war game scenarios. 14, save the SEALs. Oh, this was before they were shot down. Stop prosecuting our Navy SEALs and other military personnel for doing what needs to be done to subdue our radical Islamist enemies. You can't fight a war in ballet slippers. We must stop requiring that our soldiers do a plié before they ask the enemy if he'd consent to being handcuffed and taken away. I published it in 2010. Reinforce the military infrastructure. It's now part of Trump's plan. 16, pay raise for the military personnel. And I say increase pay for active duty combat troops by 10%. I don't mean the contractors. I don't mean the military bureaucrats. I don't mean those fakers. Pay raise for the combat troops, 10%. Impose tariffs on China. Where did Trump get that from? Well, it's common sense, but I've been talking about it for well over 6 years. We must draw a line in the sand, with regard to China, in order to loosen their stranglehold on our economy by imposing a 20% tariff on all goods produced in China. That tariff should be raised by 5% each year that China refuses to revalue its currency. Makes sense to me. It made sense to the Donald. It became a big part of his program. It was right from the get-go, right? Impose tariffs on China. I believe in free trade, but this is not free trade. Only those in the industry of talk radio who are not actually in business and have no business whatsoever and don't understand business don't even understand how it works. I know how it works. If you own a company that has products and you try to export the products, your products are subjected to tariffs and such around the world. But in terms of them competing with your American product, they come in, nothing. They flood in and drive you out of business. That's the real world. And many of you know I'm right. That's why you voted for Trump. You want tariffs. 19, offer health savings plan. Make health savings accounts the vehicle of choice for ensuring people's medical needs. These accounts would be supplemented by smorgasbord, high-deductible, catastrophic health insurance policies sold by private insurance companies across state lines in open competition. By the same token, people who are injured or become ill with long-term conditions should not be allowed to be dropped by their insurance companies. Let the insurance companies and the market sort out how this comes about. I wrote that, so don't think I'm a heartless man. I live in the real world. How about taxation? Institute a flat tax. This simplifies the complex tax code and the unfair practice of tax discrimination. Since now it's 49% of U.S. households pay no federal income tax at all. All Americans above the poverty level should pay the same percentage of income tax, a straight 15% across the board for individual earners. I would love that. I'm not a low earner. I love people in talk radio who have airplanes, jets, yachts, mansions. They make believe they're you. They're in a broken pickup truck with no dental care. I couldn't believe what I'm listening to. Well, those people who have money and the ones who really have money, they're always going to have the money. Ugh. Oh, my God, what a con game is going on here. I can't take any of it anymore. What else? Oh, this is the big one for me. I wrote, keep the estate tax at zero. George Bush was right to eliminate the so-called death tax. The confiscatory practice of detaxing the inheritance money passed from parents to children upon the parents' death. In 2011, I wrote, this tax will jump from 0 to 55%. Uh-huh. Well, it already jumped. On estates with assets valued between $1 million to $10 million, unless the Bush tax cuts are renewed. Well, not only did they go up after Bush left and the communists took over. Oh, excuse me, I mean the wise man in the White House took over. But under Hillary Clinton, she was threatening to raise the estate tax even higher. I hope that Donald Trump can convince this milquetoast Congress of ours to eliminate the estate tax entirely. Reduce pay and pensions for civil servants. Oh, yeah, McConnell's going to love that one. Reduce pay and pensions for civil servants. Defend the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA. Traditional marriage is under attack. This basic building block of society must continue to be defined as a legal union between one man and one woman. Well, Obama repealed DOMA. It was signed in law by Bill Clinton in 96. Obama repealed the Defense of Marriage Act. Now, here's something no one's talked about. I have other things. Look, I'm the architect of Donald Trump's campaign. I don't need anyone to say you are or you aren't. Right away, the chorus goes up. No, no, it was the other one who did it. No, it wasn't the other one who did it. What, the man who rammed his face into cornflakes is now his best friend? The people who called you Trumpers, Trumpettes, Trumpsters, Trumpeteers, now is his greatest supporter? How can you take such hypocrisy? I can't. I am an independent conservative. I've never been a registered Republican. Never. Be very clear about that. So I've staked out my terrain a long time ago. And now I'm trying to tell you, now that my 22 years of hard work has paid off, and we have a man in about to be in the White House, and a new administration, it's very important that I trumpet for you and for him and them what it is we want, what it is that we voted for, what it is we hope for, and what it is we will intend them to do. And we must not let the Press Klux Klan force them back to these horrendous New World Order socialist policies. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Anyway, here we are. And of course, I'm going to continue talking about what we voted for, what we must insist that the Trump team does when they ascend to power. And I am quoting my own work. Namely the last three or four books, Scorched Earth, Government Zero, Trickle Up Poverty. Those are the books that contain my plans that I'm pretty sure shaped, formed, and got Trump elected. That's all. What else do you want me to say? I didn't write it? Oh, I'm sorry I wrote the books. I'm sorry I wrote the books before anyone talked about it. I apologize for being the architect of Trump's campaign. Pardon me. I should hide it now? Why should I hide what I did? But I'm a little worried about the love fest over there between the... It's not that he met Obama. Okay, let me talk about something else. Let's forget that. People are saying, is he going to indict Hillary? No. No, he's not going to. End of story. And I'll tell you something else you're not going to like to hear. Strategically, he should not indict her. End of story. And I'll tell you why he's not going to indict her. Her concession speech came so suddenly and so unexpectedly after the Himmler of her administration, that guy with the weird bloody hands and the hawk nose, the guy who looks like he's starving to death, Podesta. Podesta said, it's not over yet, there's still plenty of votes to count. Remember, late at night, I went to sleep, I thought they were going to steal it. 20 minutes later, she gave a concession speech. Here's what happened. And then Obama the next morning shocked me with a very polite acceptance speech for Mr. Trump. They worked a deal out. And the deal was, okay, Donald, you're president. Tell you what, you lay off us when you have all the power in the whole world, and we will help you make the transition. No riots, we'll control them. We're not going to go after you either while you're in office. We'll tamper everything down. And listen to this now. When you are finished in the White House, whether it be 4 or 8 years, God willing, we will not come after you. This is a closed club. It is the most elite club in the entire world. These are the rules we play by. We don't go after each other. And that's it. So we'll play nice with you. You play nice with us. She's off the hook. My analysis. But that's what you pay me for, is to figure these things out from my point of view, right? I'm giving you one man's opinion. I didn't say it's true. How do I know if it's true or false? Would I get a call and a secret handshake? No, no one gave me a call and a secret handshake. I used the same analytical skills I have used all these years. That's what I think went on. So he's not indicting Hillary. Forget about it. And I'll tell you something else. He shouldn't indict Hillary. The country doesn't need it anymore. The country does not need this email stuff anymore. No more. That's enough already. Another more fake hearings come to nothing. We're going to get Comey to do another one? You know, I mean, no sense. Every other day, another indictment and no indictment. We had enough of this. Of course, it helped get Trump elected. Mr. Comey deserves something for that. Who do you think I think should be Attorney General? Who do you think I think should be the head of the Justice Department? Who do you think I think should be in charge of immigration? Who do you want me to go down the list? I have my list. Who should be Director of Communications? No, it's not me. I don't want the job. Number one, I don't want to take a pay cut. That's number one. And number two, I don't want to put a shirt and tie on every day. Standing like a stooge in front of my 84 microphones with clicks. Not my style. He's going to use who he has now as communications director, is my guess. He should. She's fabulous. Hope Hicks? She was my contact the whole time. Never met her. Never met her. I was told that she's movie star beautiful. What a change it's going to be from this criminal that Obama used. What's his name? I don't even know. This creep. The war criminal. Oh, Josh Ernst. The only thing left for Josh... Okay, I'll stop right there. We won. I'll keep the vitriol to myself. Josh Ernst, the liar. Goebbels, the Goebbels of Obama. Oh, there's only one thing left for him, was the Kennedy School of Government as a janitor. Seven.